I want to share a story with you tonight or today. It's not very long. It's called The Christmas Storm. And it was adapted from one of Paul Harvey's stories. This story is about a man who couldn't get excited about Christmas. Now, he was not a Scrooge. He was a kind, decent, good man. Loved his family, generous to his family, upright in his dealings with other people. But he just didn't believe this incarnation stuff that the church proclaimed at Christmas. He just couldn't swallow the story about how Jesus came from God to earth as a man. It didn't make sense to him. And he was too honest to pretend otherwise. He finally told his wife, he said, "You know, I'm not going to go to Christmas Eve services with you and the kids. I would feel like a hypocrite. But I'll be here. I'll be here waiting for you all to get home." Well, after the family left, the man sat down in his chair and he began reading. And it began snowing. And he went and he looked out the window and he watched a few minutes as the snow got heavier and the flakes got bigger. The wind started to howl. And he was glad he could go back and sit down in front of the fire. A little while later, he was startled by a thudding against his living room window. And he thought there must be some kids throwing snowballs at the window. So he went to the front door and he opened it. And when he went outside, he found a flock of birds huddled miserably in the snow. They had been caught in the storm. And in a desperate search for shelter, they had tried to get in his window. They saw the light there. Well, this man loved animals. He loved animals of all kinds. And he knew that he had to try to help these birds before they froze to death. Well, he immediately thought about the barn, which was really close to the house where his children had their pony. That would provide warm shelter for the birds if he could get them in there. So the man quickly put on his coat and his galoshes and he trampled through the deep snow to the barn and he threw open the doors and he turned on the lights. But the birds didn't come in. They just continued to huddle there in the cold. And he could tell they were frightened. Well, the man thought, okay, food. I'll use food to entice them into the safety of the barn. So he got some bread and he sprinkled breadcrumbs from where they were all the way to the barn. But the birds ignored the crumbs and continued to huddle together helplessly in the storm. The man tried catching them. He tried shooing them toward the barn, but instead he succeeded in just frightening them more. Well, the man was beginning to panic because it was getting colder and colder and the wind was getting stronger and stronger. He didn't know what to do to save their lives. Finally, in absolute frustration, he stood in the howling wind and he cried out, "If only I were a bird, I could lead them to safety." And suddenly the man stopped. And he thought about what he had just said. In that moment, the man understood what Christmas was all about. He understood how God loved us so much that he wanted to protect us. And he had tried so many different ways through history to do that. But then God realized his only choice was to send his son. To send Jesus to come to earth to be like us. Jesus came to not only lead us to safety, but to show us the right path. As these things were going through his mind, all of a sudden, the man heard the church bells, the end of the service, the bells were ringing. He could even hear them above the howling wind. He could hear them pealing the joy of Christmas. And as he listened, he sank to his knees in that deep snow. And he thanked God for his love. A love that this man was just beginning to understand. God's love. It is so great that we cannot fathom it. But God, throughout history, had tried to point us to himself. He tried to catch us. He spread breadcrumbs to draw us to him. But we continued to flounder helplessly. So God did the only thing he could do. He sent Jesus as a tiny baby to grow up, to live among us, and to show us what God's love really looks like. That, my friends, is what Christmas is all about. God's gift of his love through the gift of his son. We celebrate Christmas in 3 days. My prayer for you is that as you celebrate this joyous, glorious season, you will gain a new understanding of the incarnation. A new understanding that God loved us so much, he gave up his son, knowing that he would have to die. May you truly, truly, at this time of the year, experience in a new way the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love of God. God bless you during this season. Amen.